Good morning. I'm Jerry Agar. You've heard the term revenge porn, and maybe you've read about it. You've probably heard that topic discussed here on this radio station on various shows. But it seems to me that invariably what happens is, and I'm not criticizing this at all, that the person in the middle of it, most generally a woman, is anonymous with a print writer and not by name and face and voice. And that is not the case for Rebecca Reinhart, who calls herself the unintentional porn star, has a podcast about this with Gina Phillips, who was a panelist for a while on my show, which is actually how I found out about all of this, and asked whether or not Rebecca would be willing to come on the show, and she has done so. Good morning.
Good morning.
It must have been quite an experience for you just to decide to come forth publicly and talk about the fact that people can find you on porn sites.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it puts me in a position of having more people search for it potentially and then post it again, although, you know, it is an illegal thing to do, but that is a possibility with me talking about it. So,
yeah. Okay. So let's go back a little bit. First of all, obviously, you're in a relationship that you felt good about.
Yes.
All right. And for whatever reason, you decided to make a video, the two of you.
Yes.
And you couldn't foresee that something like this might happen? Never occurred to you?
Well, initially...
You must have heard of this sort of thing.
Oh, absolutely. And this was back in 2013, or actually, we filmed it around 2010, 2011.
Okay.
And before making the tape, it was his idea, but then we talked about privacy. And, you know, this was something that I wanted to keep personal, and this was just going to be for us. And once that conversation was had, then I had no, excuse me, sorry, it's
right.
A tough topic, but I had no shame in making the tape with him. And I thought this was a great time and I really enjoyed doing that with him. And there was absolutely no expectation that this would be online and then becoming multiplied year by year by year. So
yeah, you would have thought, I'm assuming that even if the two of you were to part ways, he would at least honor that.
Exactly. And you know, we were friends beforehand as well. Our communities were really linked up together. So there was a form of trust that I thought was going to be respected throughout. And, you know, I do have to say, he's saying that his hard drive was stolen, that he didn't post it. So I can't actually say the claim that he's the one that posted it. But in my opinion, having it saved on a hard drive on the computer and then having it on the camera card, to me, that seems like that's already being negligent with my footage, with the footage. And it is basically just of myself. It's not of him. So it's a little bit, I question that now, and I feel hurt.
Do you think
that
it's been re-edited to remove him from the video?
You know, no. So initially, I mean, hindsight is 20/20. So
sure.
I'm looking back at, and I actually haven't been able to watch the entire footage. I've only been able to pause it and scroll through it. It's too difficult for me. But I look at it and I think back to making it with him, and it was, I don't know if it was intentionally all myself, but it is all just me. He was the one holding the camera all the time, every time. So it's now I look back and I go, oh my gosh, Rebecca, was this on purpose? Like, I question that, but I don't know that. And, again, for us at the time, like, it was a fun experience, very exploratory, and we had that trust. So I thought, back in the day, to do so.
All right. You and I talked about, I've given you thumbs up through the morning as I was promoting you and when you came in person about you being brave enough to come here. And I said, mm-hmm. You know, it's talk radio. Do you know what you're getting into? And you said yes. And I preface that because one of the questions that no doubt leaps to mind for many people listening, do you think you made a stupid decision?
No.
No?
Nope, I don't.
You've been asked this before.
Yes.
Yeah, you've asked yourself that before?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've questioned everything. I've had to question every aspect of my decision, but to look back and try and change my decision, that's not going to help me move forward. That's
right.
Not going to help me grow. So, no. And another thing that I'm really finding, I'm enjoying talking about, is that women are allowed to be sexual beings. And we are not, just because we are women, we are not seen as a slut or something like that. Like, it's okay to be sexual. And I think there is some sort of penalization against women doing sort of some things like this, whereas men are still possibly seen more as the hero or that it's okay. And this is just my belief and my assumption and what I've come across from many conversations with men and women, but I think, no, I don't regret anything. I don't think I should change it. I mean, it's awful what happened.
You would have never purposely entered into a situation where you did a video for a porn site.
No, no, I would not do that. I'm not going to lie. Have I joked about it now because somebody's made money off of my body and not me? Like, I've joked about it, but that's not real. I don't actually want to make money off of it. No, no, not at all. And, you know, for me, I think sex is so healthy. I think it's a very beautiful thing between two people. And to have that taken away from me and published online, just it feels awful.
Your first exploration into talking about this, which is maybe part of the way you're really getting past it all. Mm-hmm. Rebecca Reinhardt is here and has been talking about it on a podcast, The Unintentional Porn Star. Here's a little bit of when you first started talking to your friend Gina Phillips mm-hmm. about it. Must have been even harder that first time. Let's listen to a little bit.
So when you saw it on not just one site, but other sites mm-hmm. as you went, mm-hmm. what did that feel like?
God. I mean,
it's okay.
I just remember the first time that I saw that email. It's like your whole world stops for a second. And then I think to also cope with it, like, I took it on very, like, outside of myself and very much detached myself from feeling anything, really, and trying to just, like, you know, move on and not even, like, I didn't even think about it that much. So it just became a matter of, like, someone sends it to you, you get it taken down. It became very, like,
that's the process.
All right, so part of talking about it, even coming in and talking to me, is that a part of a process for you?
Yes, I'd say so. I mean, how do you get over something like this? Like, there's no one way to try and get over something. So, you know, I because I tried to push it away, it popped up in my life constantly. I'd have friends, best friends, call me, email me throughout the years saying it's back up somewhere else. And so,
are they looking for it?
I mean, people watch porn, so I don't think they were looking for it. These people love me, and I love them, like, as a friend. And they came across it. And so recently, my decision to start talking about it absolutely is part of my healing. But there's also so many messages to be talked about and just have conversations about, because this is happening to more and more people in the
okay.
world.
But if you're not sorry you did it, but you're devastated by the fact that the video that you made with a boyfriend showed up on a porn site. Thanks for being along. I'm talking with Rebecca Reinhardt. She's been doing a podcast with Gina Phillips, who you might know from having been a panelist on my show from time to time. She's a broadcaster. We did some work together at Sun News. And she does a golf show on television. So she's the broadcaster and the interviewer. And Rebecca Reinhardt talks about her experience on a podcast called The Unintentional Porn Star. And Rebecca has told us here this morning about how she made a tape with a boyfriend at the time. And one way or another, she isn't 100% sure it was him. It got online and it's on several porn sites. Before I come back to the question I said I would ask you, there's nothing you can do about it now. Like, getting something off the internet is a literal impossibility.
Exactly. And even my lawyer and a bunch of people have said things like, not only is this out of your control, it is out of control and will continue
of anyone's
to
control.
Do exactly
right.
Because it's been downloadable.
Sure.
So it's absolutely been multiplied and reposted somewhere else.
One of these porn sites could decide to say, okay, we're sorry, Rebecca, and we're taking it. It doesn't make any difference because people have already taken, they can put it back up. And it's like a bad weed. Once something is on the internet,
yeah.
It's on the internet.
Exactly.
Now, somebody is possibly going to hire you. And they start looking you up. Are they going to find it?
I mean, I don't necessarily think that's a possibility. I don't think that would actually happen within the workforce specifically. But everywhere I used to
go. You mean a typical work search wouldn't find it? People do look people up on the internet before they hire them.
Yeah. You know what? It's so funny because I probably haven't come across every single tape out there of myself. But
yeah.
So far, you can tell 100% it's me. Is my name attached to it? I don't think so.
Oh, you'd have to know you
yes.
visually.
Yes, but it's okay. You know it's me. If you know me at all or you've seen me somewhere, it's absolutely clear that it's myself.
Okay, what's your reaction if I say to you, well, I'm looking at you right now, but I've seen you having sex on a video?
I mean, now I want to be like, okay, great. But before, you know, I worried about that. Everywhere I went, I used to teach kids dance.
And it wouldn't change our dynamic?
I mean, now I'm trying to gain confidence in myself. I mean, yeah, maybe, probably, but like...
I wanted to see what you said. I haven't seen the video.
I
have not seen it.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I don't know what that would do to me if you'd actually seen it.
But
it's
do you worry
vulnerable.
About it when you meet people?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And speaking about it makes me feel a little bit more nervous in general, but at the same time, like, I want to gain power and control over myself as much as I can again, and I felt like that was taken away from me completely.
All right. Now, I asked you, I said before the traffic report that I would ask you this. Mm-hmm. You made the tape. Somehow, however, it got online. It's on some porn sites. But you're not sorry you did it because you made the decision you wanted to make in the moment. So that being the case, what are you trying to tell other women?
I'm trying to tell other women that it's okay to be sexual. I'm trying to tell other women to also... And not just women. This is a big conversation that Gina and I have, actually. Like, this can happen to anybody, any human. To, you know, there is a sense of curiosity we have as humans to want to explore sexually. And I don't want to penalize that at all. But, I mean, just do your due diligence. Like, check in with yourself. Why do you want to make the tape? Do you actually trust this person? What happens? Ask yourself this. What happens if and possibly when this gets out? What is this going to do to my life? Is it worth it? And if it's worth it, great. If not, then don't do it.
All right. But if you'd known ahead of time that it was going to get on the internet, you wouldn't have done it.
I guess not. But that's also kind of makes it feel shameful or something. They feel like it's something wrong with sex and filming it.
But then what's the problem then?
The problem is that the breach of trust is the problem.
All right. Let me bring Gina in for just a second, because Gina, you and I certainly been on the air many times together. But you're the host of this podcast that you do, The Unintentional Porn Star. What do you think is the value of what you're doing?
Well, I think, and Jerry, you know this, because I hear you having conversations that matter all the time, is that as a broadcaster, as a storyteller, and when you see someone powerful and raw and going through something, your first thought, your first thought is, I hope they're okay. Your second thought is, oh my gosh, this is quite a beautiful thing, and I want to talk about it.
How is it a beautiful thing? Because when the first episode, and we played a clip from it, I mean, Rebecca here was sobbing.
Yeah.
She's upset that somebody put the video up. And I feel, to some degree, I'm getting mixed messages here.
Oh, okay. Well, I would say, sorry, I meant her emotion is powerful to me. And not everybody can be that raw and talk about what they're going through with the sort of grace that she does and honesty. I know it's easy to assume that perhaps she just wants to talk about herself and what she's been through, but really it was me saying, I want to document this so you can process this journey with your friend.
All right. So I just said, Rebecca, I feel like I'm getting mixed messages. Do you feel like you have mixed messages yourself, mixed emotions yourself?
Mixed emotions, 100%, right? Uh-huh. Even sitting here right now, I've been tearing up and then laughing. And yes, it's a very confusing subject. There's many different angles to talk about. However, within that confusion, I think there's a sense of humanism that we can all relate to, that not everything makes sense. Life doesn't always make sense. And the decision to talk about this or the decision to even make the tape, does it make sense to everybody? No, it won't. And so I think that's important to acknowledge that there isn't always clarity within certain aspects of life or certain decisions or certain things that happen. But within conversation, you can get to a point of understanding maybe a little bit more.
One quick thing here. There's too much of this happening among people who are far too young.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Like, it's not like you were 15 when this happened.
No, definitely.
But that is happening.
I know. And that's, I would like to reach out to youth to be like, can we talk about this? Like, what you're doing is going to change your life.
You're on the permanent record.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, if it gets out there digitally.
Absolutely. And yeah. And they're snapping photos of themselves, their bodies, they're sending it to their friends, and it gets multiplied in school. And it's a very big subject, and it's happening to everyone. Is potentially going to get worse as life goes on and technology gets better.
Rebecca Reinhart is taking back control of her life after a personal sex tape was published without her consent on major porn sites. Does a podcast with Gina, who you heard from a moment ago, called The Unintentional Porn Star, if you're interested in following that journey more. Rebecca, well, thanks to you too, Gina.
Yeah. no problem.
Gina and I are friends. Rebecca, I just met. Thanks for being willing to do this and for coming in.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.